and welcome to the show. I'm Phil Nye, the Scientologist guy. On today's show, we'll soothe the fears of those preparing for their first auditing. We'll meet a Thetan who achieved OT Level 3 status, and we'll be little Protestants as part of our 83-part series, Christians Are Silly. But first, as we do every show, we will take questions from our always unpredictable live studio audience. Hello, possible Thetans! Okay. All right. Let's see. Who's first? How about you, the tall gentleman in the back?
Yeah, Bill. Could you show us how to make one of them tornadoes in a bottle?
Yeah! The tornado!
Now wait, listen up. I don't do that sort of thing on the show. I don't make tornadoes in a bottle.
Well, why the hell not?
Well, because that's a science trick.
Uh-huh,
oh,
yeah.
Let's see it.
Bring it on.
Well, this is not a science show.
You're Bill Nye, aren't you?
No. I'm Phil Nye, the Scientologist guy.
Wait, Scientology? Isn't that weird science fiction faggoty Tom Cruise brainwashing mumbo-jumbo?
Yes. Well, I mean, no, but yes. It's the teachings actor Tom Cruise subscribes to. That's what I meant by yes.
Oh, well, I thought I was going to see somebody touch one of them balls that makes their hair stand up on end. I don't want to listen to this crap.
Yeah, me either. I'm out here, too.
Okay, fine. Anybody else feel that way? Now's the time that you leave.
I have no reason to stay here. If this is all we're going to talk about, stupid Scientology.
Well, if you're all so sure you don't want to learn about the wonderful world of Scientology, you're missing out. Well, okay, then. We sort of like keeping it a secret anyway. Okay. Four of you stayed. Well, who's got a question for Phil Nye, the Scientologist guy? Oh, yes, my tall man, you decided to stay. You've got another question?
Yeah, Bill, about that tornado in the bottle. you think you could show me that now?
Are you f***ing kidding me? Who else has a question? Yes, a little boy. Do you have a question for Phil Nye, the Scientologist guy?
Which is Jesus' favorite planet in the whole wide world?
Well, where do I even begin correcting that? Oh, I know.
Hey, that's my son.
Well, ma'am, when your son's ears stop ringing, perhaps you could tell him Jesus doesn't have a favorite planet because the ridiculous notion of Jesus is an absolute farce. However, my favorite planet is Nostra, where I myself was born some 23 billion years ago, only to be transformed into an intergalactic walrus who was dropped from the stars by a flying saucer to land upon this crazy rock called Earth.
You're crazy, mister.
Yes, I'm crazy. Your stupid son used the word favoritist, and I'm crazy. Is anyone else hearing this? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
We're out of here, but we'll be back with security.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not gay. And you can tell them that.
Freak.
Whatever. Does anyone else have a question for Phil Nye, the Scientologist guy? You, a dark-haired, tall woman with the baby teeth who looks like Joey from Dawson's Creek.
Yes, I have a question about Scientology.
Well, thank Xenu. What's your question, sweetheart?
How do you get out?
Excuse me?
I mean, is there any getting out of it? I tell ya, I've tried everything from calling out Chris Klein's name during photo op makeout sessions to mainlining Advil, but nothing works. Talk about your mission impossible.
Well, why on earth, Angel, would you want to get out of it?
Well, my mother is Catholic, and she says...
Oh, wait, stop right there. I know what you're talking about. I'm guessing that your mother is a self-medicating whore who probably screamed during childbirth, yes?
That's what my fiancé said.
Well, your fiancé sounds cute. I mean, smart.
Well, I thought so, too. Until I saw him eating my placenta with a side of summer squash. Now I'm starting to think he might be crazy.
Well, what is his tone scale?
I think he said a plus 36.
Why, he's nearly reached serenity of beingness. The problem's not your fiancé, sweetie, it's you.
Yeah, he said that too.
Well, there you go. Oh, don't look so depressed. Why, you look as if you've sold the love of your family, your lifelong faith, your values, cognizant reality, and all credibility you've ever had or ever will have to sign a secret and lucrative contract that will forever link you to a prominent, albeit gay, actor and weird warlord presiding over your civil liberties and individual thoughts.
This isn't helping, Bill. I gotta go.
Bill? It's Phil. Phil Nye, the Scientologist guy.
Hey, Phil. Phil.
What, goddammit?
I think the way it works is there's a bottle, and the tornado goes right in it. Could you show me that?
Oh, f*** off.